Hello, everyone. I thought of something that you all may have been wondering. Why did I do so many episodes on sex, adult content, my sexual past, religion, the crime world? And child me and adult me when it comes to secularity too, and how my grandma raised me, because those have been the most impactful subjects of influential impartation upon my life. I can guarantee that on Friday that my very last episode about these kind of subjects will be last published for Friday. I'm at that mountaintop. I am the mountaintop. I've been feeling that mountaintop feeling lately and recently, so I decided to pause talking about those subjects after Friday, because I want to make sure I got all my past out. I want to make sure that I tell you how I'm moving forward on these subjects. So Friday will be the day. I'm just so glad that I was able to purge myself from all the hurt. I will say that that what was it like for me to do these kind of episodes? Well, it wasn't easy. I mean, I had to think independently of the away from the trauma to do such episodes. I remember the Webster's Dictionary helped me. Wikipedia helped some. Other articles that I read from EDU and .gov and articles from credible websites helped me out. What also helped me out was reading certain biblical content and doing my own self-reflecting off the top of my head, as well as reading other people's stories and what they had to say. It got me to get a better understanding of what makes me and what doesn't make me as well. You know, I was just... is that when you're a survivor thriver, I've learned so much about not trying to limit how often I do conversations on these topics. I just know that I'll start talking about these subjects again in 2 months. So in July, I'll be doing more of these kinds of episodes, but it won't be on the past all the way till now. It'll be moving forward, right? So I wanted to clear that up, and I do have other news. I could see myself doing other forms of modeling. I could see myself being a supermodel. A supermodel is a highly paid fashion model who has a worldwide reputation and background in haute couture and commercial modeling. I can see myself doing fashion modeling. Fashion photography is a genre of photography that portrays clothing and other fashion items. I can see myself doing glamour modeling. Glamour photography is a genre of photography in which the subjects are portrayed in erotic poses, ranging from fully clothed to nude. I can see myself doing erotic modeling. Erotic photography is a style of art photography of an erotic, sexually suggestive, or sexually provocative nature. I can see myself doing pornographic modeling. Pornography, colloquially known as porn or porno, has been defined as sexual subject material such as a picture, video, or text that is intended for sexual arousal. I can see myself doing nude photography. Like, I can see myself doing nude modeling. Nude photography is the creation of any photograph which contains an image of a nude or semi-nude person or an image suggestive of nudity. Nude photography is undertaken for a variety of purposes, including educational uses, commercial applications, including erotic or pornographic materials, and artistic creations. I can see myself doing art modeling. An art model poses often nude for visual artists as part of the creative process, providing a reference for the human body in a work of art. I can see myself modeling. A model is a person with a role either to display commercial products, notably fashion clothing and fashion shows, or to serve as an artist's model or to pose for photography. So modeling in American English is considered to be different from other types of public performance, such as acting or dancing. Thus, appearing in a film or a play is not generally considered to be modeling. Even though I will be in films, TVs, and plays, personal opinions are normally not expressed, and a model's reputation and image are considered critical. Well, I'm rock solid on these things. I can see myself doing promotional modeling. A promotional model is a model hired to drive consumer demand for a product, service, brand, or concept by directly interacting with potential customers. I can see myself doing fitness modeling. A person who models with emphasis on their physique. I can see myself doing body part promotional modeling, which means that I show off my beauty. in a robust kind of fashion. I can see myself doing fine art modeling. Fine art photography is photography created in line with the vision of the photographer as artist, using photography as a medium for creative expression. I could see myself being a fetish model. A fetish model is a model who models fetish clothing or accessories that augment their body in a fetish-like manner or in fetishistic situations. I can see myself doing adult modeling. That means being a model that is a sex symbol in their own right in the XXX world. I can see myself doing being a bondage model. Bondage models appear in various forms of bondage. Other fetish modeling may involve body modification, appearing in fetish photography or exotic glamour photography, or wearing sexual fantasy costumes that are fulfilling to people. I can see myself doing body part promotional modeling, like I said, just making sure that I bring out the partialism in people regarding me. Being an artist model, posing for any visual artist as part of the creative process, and artists as models are often paid professionals who provide a reference or inspiration for a work of art that includes a human figure. That's definitely going to be me. I can see myself being protected by modeling agencies. A modeling agency is a company that represents fashion models to work for the fashion industry. These agencies earn their income via commission, usually from the deal they make with the model and slash the head agency. I could see myself doing fashion designs with fashion designers. Fashion design is the art of applying design, aesthetic clothing construction, and natural beauty to clothing and its accessories. I can see myself being protected by advertising agencies. An advertising agency, often referred to as a creative agency or an ad agency, is a business dedicated to creating, planning, and handling advertising and sometimes other forms of promotion marketing for its clients. I can see myself being a brand and a brand name. A brand is a name, term, design, symbol, or any other feature that distinguishes one seller's good or service from those of other sellers. Brand names are sometimes distinguished from generic or store brands. I would be an excellent store brand and excellent generic brand because of my brand name. What else can I see myself doing? I can see myself frequently participating in modeling contests, assignments, and in contracts in addition to my other work. I could see myself being an inventor. An inventor is a person who creates or discovers new methods, means, or devices for performing a task. The legal term referring to the claimant of a patentable invention. That's definitely going to be me. An invention is a unique or novel device, method, composition, idea, or process. I see myself doing that. What else do I see myself doing? I can see myself being a male video vixen. As long as there is no dehumanization of me, I'm all for it. I would be considered a man who models and appears in positive and uplifting music videos. I don't, as long as I'm not being degraded nor seen as just a sex object and that's it, I think I would be fine with being a male video vixen. Many autism moms told me that I would make an excellent love and relationships guru when it comes to people with disabilities as well as people without disabilities. They told me that I would make an excellent guru in the world of dating, flirting, kissing, communication, lust languages, and love languages. They told me that sexuality and disability guruing and intimacy and having diagnoses while simultaneously, that I would be a guru at that. And they told me that sex life, love life, guruing when it comes to cisgender, heterosexual people, LGBTQI plus gender nonconforming people would be for me. They told me that legal sex work environments would have me in high demand in terms of being a guru for sensuality, eroticism, sex and sexuality. I remember them telling me that naturism nude recreation spots would want me when it comes to being a love guru, not just a sex guru. They said you would be in adult film spots and group sex environments because of your love guru ring, not just your sex guru ring. G-U-R-U-I-N-G. That's how they spelled it. Guruing. Yeah, they told me that in people's private lives, they would want me to not just watch them have sex and get tips, but go on dates. Like, I accompany them to their dates and give them dating and love tips while they're together. And this is some of these things Autism Mom saw at me and told me these things to my face, which I appreciate. And they said in the ethical adult sex tourism places, I would be in high demand for being a love guru, not just a sex guru, even though that too. And they told me, you're going to get certified in everything that involves eroticism, sensuality, sex, sexuality, intimacy, pleasure, romance, the interpersonal. And train expertise in all these areas. And I was just blown away. I said, wow. And they said, Antonio, when you're a sex guru and love guru in high demand in all these kinds of environments, they said a lot of people are going to want to sleep with you and date you because of your well-balanced, well-rounded, well-adjusted, well-unified teachings in all these areas that I told you would be certified in. And you have well-rounded, well-balanced, well-unified, well-adjusted sex teachings and love teachings. People are going to, you're going to be in high demand also in terms of people wanting to befriend you and people wanting to be close to you for all the right reasons. And I was just amazed that these autism moms were saying these things. So they say, well, Antonio, you know you can't be a family man because all these kinds of people are going to need these personal but professional help from you. I fully understand what they've been saying. Last thing they told me, they were like, Antonio, here are the simplest reasons for why you will have sensitive, lovers and sensitive dating partners around the world. One, because your desire to end discriminatory traditions, discriminatory policies, discriminatory ideas, discriminatory practices, discriminatory laws, and discriminatory institutions. And they said, and you're a global icon in the worlds of culture, geography, health, history, human activities, mathematics, nature, people, philosophy, religion, secularity, society, science, and technology. And they said I would be certified in parenting and children and sex positive parenting. I said, wow. So I appreciate each and every word they said. The words are harmless because they are harmless, meaning the autism moms.